Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice.
The following audio clip is a consultation with Rupert, who has pain in his shoulder.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Come in.
Good morning.
Morning, Rupert.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
You're good?
Yourself?
Not so bad. I'm lying, of course.
What would you like to talk about today?
Shoulder.
Yeah, tell me one.
Last year and the year, bit of the year, 16 through 17, Keep Fit campaign, swimming a lot. And I think somebody said it might be the rotator cusp or something, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. Lady I've bumped into a gym. Mm-hmm. So it's given me a bit of grief, and when I do that, and yeah. So I've stopped swimming.
Yeah.
It sort of clicks when I turn it over, and yeah.
Got you. Yeah. Ow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what all you get for no pain, no gain, eh?
All about your shoulder.
All about my shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think it's probably linked with swimming?
I do, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I do, yeah. I don't think I've lifted anything...
And you're thinking rotator cuff?
If that's what it's called, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't know, because that's just what the lady... I was at a gym on Friday, and this lady said she was a swimmer. And she said, but I've stopped because of... she said exactly the same reason.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Worst case scenario, was there anything else on your mind apart from the rotator cuff?
There's always stuff on my mind. I never stop thinking about stuff, but no.
You weren't particularly wanting to focus on the rest of the stuff today.
No.
But it's mostly about your shoulder today. Was there anything else that's a priority for today?
For my today, no, my shoulder.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
My head always, it's in a mess, but you know, I'm okay.
Do we need to talk about that another time?
Sure. That'd
be good. Is that all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing...
No.
Nothing different from usual then?
No.
Okay, we'll leave that for the time.
I'm all right.
Okay. Particularly related to the shoulder, worst case scenario, what was going through your mind?
Oh, nothing. I just... She said, oh, maybe you need some physio or something like that, or maybe you can suggest some exercises to do. That's all it was.
That's really helpful.
Because I'd like to get back into swimming.
Yeah.
Because I managed to lose nearly 40 pounds.
Brilliant.
But now I'm putting it back on. And
so the swimming's been really helpful for you, but yeah. And this is impacting on your life because you're not able to swim.
Yeah.
Yeah. How else has it affected your life?
This?
Yeah.
When I try and relax, putting my head above my shoulder, and yeah.
You're getting pain when you do things.
Yeah,
stopping you from doing certain things, leisure-wise and fitness-wise and mental health-wise, it affects you.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the bottom
yeah,
line.
That's all linked, yeah.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Work-wise, how are things?
Work-wise is okay. I quit my job after that bit of depression.
Yeah.
And so I'm just doing some self-employment as and when. So that fits in great for me. I'm doing a lot more exercise and sport.
Yeah.
Because I'm finding that I'm not keeping myself busy. So I might start looking for another job again.
Finances are okay.
Yeah, I'm all right there.
Yeah. Okay.
I go on holiday, but I stay with friends, so it's flights usually, and that's it. So
yeah
I'm okay. Yeah.
Home life
to me is quiet and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't do a lot.
Just remind me who's at home.
Nobody, me.
Just you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Social life.
Quiet. Yeah.
Okay. Not a big boozer.
No. I don't want crowds these days.
No.
You know, a couple of nights ago, I took my sister out for dinner.
Yeah.
And beginning of August, I went down to Southampton, had a couple of weeks taking care of her. My dad's sister, she just had a hip operation. Not taking care of her. Bit of company for her.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably a bit of company for me too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so your dad?
Died.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So family-wise, you've got your sister, you've got your dad's sister. Who else is there?
Dad's brother in Horton.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't see too much of them at the moment.
Who else is important to you? Friends?
A few.
Yeah.
But most of them aren't here close by. You know, then I tend to go and see them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now that you've got enough time that you can go and see them as well.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to the shoulder, if that's okay. Right. So before I do that, you've never been a smoker.
And yes, I have.
Okay. When was it you stopped? Because you don't smoke now, do you?
4 years.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Any other bad habits I need to know about?
None.
We'll leave it at that.
I should have some. That might make my life more interesting.
All right. Can I just check then there's nothing more serious going on when it comes to your shoulder?
Yeah.
Your weight came down because you were exercising, but it's staying static. And if anything, it's gone back up again. So there's nothing suggesting something nasty behind this at all.
I don't think so.
No cough.
No.
No breathlessness. And you're
walked up Pension Monument yesterday. And
you're able to do it yourself.
But I do. I walk Pension Monument 3 or 4 times a week.
No blood in your spit or anything.
No.
Okay.
Just you get to that last quarter and it's like.
Yeah. Okay. And shoulder pain wise, that tends to be when you're doing particular things. It's not there all the time, and it's not disturbing your night's sleep.
No, I'm sleeping pretty good.
Yeah.
Probably better than I used to.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that's down to. Maybe that's all the fresh air, exercise, whatever.
Yeah.
But no, sleep's a lot better than it ever used to be. And the pain, I noticed it when I was swimming, so therefore I just cut back on the swimming and I kind of like, I haven't swum this year.
Yeah, okay.
And I'd like to get back into it.
Are you doing other things instead?
I go to a couple of classes at Horton. Sometimes just go along there to use the treadmill.
Yeah.
If the weather's not
any
good.
Upper body work at all? Not so much.
I did some circuit training on Friday.
And you're capable of doing that despite your shoulder?
Well, I was just cautious about it, yeah.
Have you had physio input as yet? You mentioned you've got this friend who suggested.
No, there was a lady at the circuit training.
Got you.
Yeah, okay. She said, look, you don't look as though you need to be here. And I said, I want to exercise, I want to keep fit.
Yeah, great.
So,
no relationship at the moment.
No.
Okay. No. And that's okay. Quiet. For the moment. Yeah. Okay. Good.
No, I probably could do with a relationship right now. Keep my mind active. Yeah.
Thoughts not being particularly dark.
No.
Okay, let's have a look at your shoulder and let's.
I love talking to you. You know.
Let's come back to that another time,
okay.
If that's okay.
Right, yeah.
Would you be comfortable slipping your shirt off? Shall we check your weight first of all,
sure.
And then we'll have a look at your shoulder.
I was coming down here every all the time and seeing there was a lady from that Live Life Well program.
Yeah. That went okay, didn't it? It was a bit of talking therapy. Yeah, great. So about 80 kilos, which is really good for you, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, you see, I got down to 70.
Shirt off while you're talking. 80 kilos, what's that? Which is 12 and a half-ish, isn't it? 12 and a half.
I got down to about 12, and although she said, that's, you don't want to go anymore, but, yeah.
Neck movement's all right, so if you just copy me, so ear down to one side, ear down to the next side, and then bring your arms up, bring your hands in, and then arms out. So good external rotation of your shoulders.
Yeah.
Arms down.
It pulls a little bit on my shoulders when I do that,
No obvious asymmetries. You never fractured any a shoulder or a clavicle or anything like that.
Ribs, that was
on. Yeah. If you can bring your arms forward now, all the way up, so good range of movement, and then arms down. As you're bringing it down, I'm looking for pain in your eyes. There's no sign of pain in your eyes as you're coming down. That's lovely. Okay.
Yeah.
So good upper body definition, no wasting of your muscles. That's lovely.
Right.
Okay. Can you put your arms behind your back? That's lovely. Okay. And then behind your head. And it hurts a little bit of a tweak, but nothing desperate. Okay.
Yeah.
Put your arms down now. That's lovely. And I want you to resist my movement. So you're going to push your arms out against me. So this is lovely. Not particularly painful.
No.
Pull your hands in towards your tummy, pull in, and then relax and push out against me. Push out, that's lovely, and then relax. Is that sore?
A little bit. Yeah.
So a little bit of pain on resisted external rotation of your shoulder, but good range of movement there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to touch on your shoulder so we can check first of all your clavicle, your collarbone, and also your potential sore points around the shoulder, which are not tender when I'm doing that.
Oh.
And I'm also going to just check your biceps. If you pull your biceps, so if you pull your hand towards your shoulder, not particularly sore doing that. That's great. And elbow movements are fine as well.
Yeah,
lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Put your shirt back on.
Yeah.
What stroke do you do when you swim?
ah, this is probably it. I alternate every lap. So front crawl, mm-hmm. backstroke, mm-hmm. breaststroke, and I just, so, because I don't feel as I'm strong enough, well, I'm not, I can't front crawl. I just like, yeah. I'm out of breath. So I tend to alternate the strokes.
Good, okay. Yeah. You've got very minimal inflammation of your rotator cuff.
Right.
Very minor point there. And activity is good for you, there's no question, but you want to make sure that you don't overdo it.
Sure.
With the wrong sorts of exercise.
Yeah.
Because you're feeling the pain,
yeah.
and you're getting the gain, but yeah. you don't want to overplay a bit of wear and tear,
sure.
do you? So So from what you're saying, your friend was suggesting maybe a bit of physiotherapy, wondering about rotator cuff. I think you're probably right about the rotator cuff side of things.
Okay.
If you would like, then it's reasonable to help you cope with discomfort to use an anti-inflammatory rub-on painkiller. That might be one option that would work for
okay.
you because
okay.
it's low risk to you.
Right.
But you might still want to see a physiotherapist. And the reason for seeing a physiotherapist is so that they can ensure that your exercise program is entirely appropriate for you.
Mm. I was concerned that, I mean, I just started doing this circuit training and I thought, because that's a lot more, you know, I can walk for 10 hours. I don't have a problem.
Mm.
When it comes to upper body strength, although I don't feel as though I'm weak, you know, I can't do more than 10 press-ups. And I didn't want to do press-ups when I was at this class in case, you know, I was doing more aggravated or anything
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
So I did a couple and then, you know, but yeah, just general. So then they do an abs course. And, you know, it's just stuff to, I think sometimes it's to keep me busy, but, you know, I quite enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, you know, I went out for a two-hour walk. But I'll probably do 30 miles a week walking.
Just remind me, you don't get free prescriptions, do you?
No, I'm not that old yet.
So getting, I was going to say,
yes.
you definitely yeah. don't have the benefit of that. But
yeah.
there's a very cost-effective medication that you could buy over the counter, which may help you cope when the pain, if the
right.
pain flares up a little bit. Now, if you're getting a lot of trouble with this rotator cuff, then
right.
if you have a bad flare-up, then I'd be delighted to inject it for you.
Okay.
But I'm not suspecting that you really need that
I don't think so.
This time.
Yeah.
I don't tend to encourage people to be using anti-inflammatory painkillers because in the long term, they're perhaps not the most healthy
right.
thing because they put people's blood pressure up and they
yeah.
can irritate the stomach.
Yeah.
But where, if you have a flare-up, they sometimes are useful to use in the short term.
Okay.
This is a safer version of that. So the rub-on version would be a safer version.
Okay.
I think that in terms of getting your exercise program right, the physio is an appropriate way of getting that sort of support.
Okay.
So either a physiotherapist on the NHS, or if you've got a private therapist
right.
in terms of somebody down the gym who can advise you on how to look after your rotator cuff, that's an alternative as well. Have you got anyone like that?
I'm not aware of that no. they offer anything like that.
In that case, let's
They probably sort of steer away from giving you medical advice.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe they'd, but I can ask.
But somebody who understood the way the shoulder works
yeah.
and the sort of machines that are there for you
yeah.
might be in a better, even an even better place than the physiotherapist.
I tend not to use machines at gyms.
Yeah.
Treadmill. And that's usually only if the weather's inclement and then, yeah.
Shall we refer you to a physiotherapist with the proviso that when I refer you to a physio, it takes
yeah.
4 weeks before you're seen and you would need then to connect with them. You'd need to go and see them.
Right.
And they would probably assess your problem and then probably give you a lot of work to do. So a few exercises
right.
to go off and do.
That's what I was hoping.
Yeah.
4 weeks is going to be awkward though because middle of October, I'm heading off to see my brother.
We can just say that
yeah.
you're not going to be around at that time.
Oh, okay.
And you can connect with them whenever you can.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Does that sound okay?
Fine.
So from the point of view of when I need to see you again,
yeah.
I'm delighted to see you if you're having a lot more trouble with this.
All right.
So if you're finding you get a lot more pain in the shoulder, particularly
yeah.
if it's keeping you awake at night,
yeah.
then pop back in and we'll think about whether or not you need that injection at that time.
Okay.
For the time being, you could self-medicate with the cream if you wanted to.
Right.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
I think that does. And what I'll do, I'll ask, maybe I'll go along the pool and ask, you know, just say, look, they're probably aware of these injuries
yeah.
and just see if they can give some advice because I'd like to get back into swimming But I was doing an hour every day, so...
I like that idea. And if you can actually get somebody who's a swimming coach who understands the way the shoulder works, you might well find that you get considerably less problems with your shoulder, but you can make the best of it.
Yeah.
Because your shoulder's in not bad nick, really.
And
the exercise you're doing are probably pretty good for you on the whole.
Yeah.
You just want to make sure you're not overdoing it. Great. Questions?
What's this anti-inflammatory? But I'll only get it in case if I think I need it.
Well, it's an anti-inflammatory rub-on cream. There's a tiny risk of it sun-sensitizing you.
Right.
It's an area that's going to be covered for the most part anyway.
All right.
So if you're using it four times a day when you're needing it, it's just there to dull any pain.
All right.
But obviously, if you're getting a lot more pain, then let's assess it. I always say with people with shoulder pain, just in case I'm wrong about what's causing the shoulder pain, because you get pain when you do certain things.
Okay.
But certain people have shoulder pain because they've got something else going on in their body.
Okay.
So if they had breathlessness together with that shoulder pain, or they were losing weight or coughing up blood, I need to know about that sort of thing urgently. But nothing suggesting that in your story at all.
No.
Shall we meet again about the other thing? I'll leave it down to you. Yeah.
You haven't got enough time in your day.
All right.
Nice to see you.
All right, anyway. All right. Nice to catch up with you.
Take care.
Cheers.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.